Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from A Book of Friendly Thoughts by Nixon Waterman, published in 1913. Who among us can presume to estimate the value of a joyful heart? What a perpetual blessing it is to its possessor, and to all who must come into close relationship with the owner of it. There is nothing more pleasantly catching than happiness. The happy person serves to make all who are about them the more happy. What the bright, inspiring sunshine adds to the beauty of the fields, a happy disposition adds to the charm of all the incidents and experiences of one's daily life. Do not you, who listens to me now, love to associate with a friend possessing a cheerful disposition? And do you not intuitively refrain from meeting with the unfortunate one, whose looks and words are heavy with complaining, or whose eyes fail to see the beauty of the world lying all about? If we are given to wise thinking, we must reach the conclusion that as we regard these attributes in others, so others must regard them in us. Nothing is more eloquent than a joyful face. It is the open sesame to all our hearts. A sunshiny face melts away all opposition, and finds the word welcome written over the doorways, where the face that wears a hard, unfriendly look sees only the warning, no admittance. A smile that is only skin deep is not a true smile, but only a superficial grin. A true smile comes all the way from the heart. It bears its message of goodwill and friendliness. It is a mute salutation of good luck and happy days to you, and it makes whoever receives it better and stronger for the hour. The genuine smile is closely related to, and is a part of, that laughter which beams and sparkles in the eye, and makes the little cheerful smiling lines in the face that are so quickly and easily distinguish from the lines that are the outward sign of an unhappy spirit within. Many centuries ago, that wise and admirable philosopher, Epictetus, discovered that happiness is not in strength, or wealth, or power, or all three. It lies in ourselves, in true freedom, in the conquest of every ignoble fear, in perfect self-government, in a power of contentment and peace, in the even flow of life, even in poverty, exile, disease, and the very valley of the shadow. One of the happiest observers of life and its higher purposes, Anne Gilchrist, says, "I used to think it was great to disregard happiness, to press to a high goal while being careless and disdainful of it. But now I see there is nothing so great as to be capable of happiness, to pluck it out of each moment, and whatever happens, to find that one can ride as gay and buoyant on the angry, menacing, tumultuous waves of life as on those that glide and glitter under a clear sky, that it is not defeat and wretchedness which comes out of the storms of adversity, but strength and calmness. The strongest incentive for the cultivation of a joyful heart is that it is a duty as well as a delight. Sydney Smith has very wisely observed that humankind is always happier for having been happy, so that if you make others happy now, you make them happy 20 years hence by the memory of it. True happiness has about it no suggestion of selfishness. The genuinely happy person is the one who would have all the world happy. Father Faber asks, "Is there any happiness in the world like the happiness of a disposition made happy by the happiness of others?" There is no joy to be compared with it. The luxuries which wealth can buy, the rewards which ambition can obtain, the pleasures of art and scenery, the abounding sense of health and the exquisite enjoyment of mental creations are nothing to this pure and heavenly happiness, where self is drowned in the blessings of others. One of the most heavenly attributes of happiness is that it begets more happiness, not only in ourselves, but in others about us. It has in it an uplift and a strength that enables us to build the stronger today against the distress that would beset us tomorrow. Health and happiness are terms that are often closely linked in our speech and in our literature. One is almost a synonym for the other. Perhaps the true significance that exists between the two would be more correctly stated were we to reverse the form in which they are usually set forth and say happiness and health instead. All observers of human nature and its many complex attributes are convinced that happiness is the fountain spring of health. Good thoughts are good medicine. We must kill our resentment and regret, impatience and anxiety. Health will inevitably follow. Every thought that holds us, even in the slightest degree, to either anticipation or regret, hinders to some extent the realization of our present good. It limits freedom. Life is in the present tense. Its significant name is being. Whether we are happy or not depends much on our point of view. The disposition to look at everything through kind and beautiful eyes makes all the world more kind and beautiful. If we are gloomy within, the whole world appears likewise. All of this being true, we must early learn to seize upon opportunities for making others happy if we ourselves would get the most and highest enjoyment from life. Charles Hargrove says, "Brother, sister, your mistake is to live alone in a crowded world, to think always of yourself, your own belongings and problems, instead of realizing that you are a member of a great human society, and that your true interests are one with those of the world, which will go on much the same, however it fare with you. Live the larger life, and you will find it the happier." So, one of the chief aims of your life and of mine should be to find happiness and to see to it that others find it as well. And let us not wait to find happiness in one great offering, but let us discover it whenever and wherever we can. Let us carefully study our surroundings to see if it is not hiding all about us. Nothing can do more to add to our happiness of mind than to cultivate the gracious habit of being grateful for joys that come to us, and to seek to appreciate the worth of the beneficent gifts that are ever being showered upon us. We are so apt to fall into the habit of accepting blessings as a matter of course, and of failing to discover their wonderful value. How many of us, for example, have ever thoughtfully dwelled upon the priceless attributes of the air that is ever and always floating about us? In order that we may have a truer appreciation of the air's fine qualities and purposes, let us read these words by Lord Avebury. Fresh air, how wonderful it is! It permeates all our body. It bathes the skin in a medium so delicate that we are not conscious of its presence. And yet it is so strong that it wafts the odors of flowers and fruit into our rooms, carries our ships over the seas. It is the vehicle of sound. It brings to us the voices of those we love and the sweet music of nature. It is the great reservoir of the rain which waters the earth. It softens the heat of day and the cold of night, covers us overhead with a glorious arch of blue, and lights up the morning and evening skies with fire. It is only when we open our eyes to the beauty of the wonders about us that we see how much there is to contribute to our happiness, if we will but open our hearts and let it come in. What a perpetual exaltation nature will afford us when we have cultivated the fine habit of looking upon it with welcoming eyes. So let us cultivate the fine habit of finding joy and of shouting it out to our friends and neighbors. Life seems bright to us when we are truly glad of anything, and we let gladness have a voice to express itself. George MacDonald says, "A poet is someone who is glad of something and tries to make other people glad of it too." In the possession of this kindly spirit, at least, we must all strive to be poets. "Assume a virtue if you have it not," says Shakespeare. While as a rule it is deemed wrong to assume to possess any virtue that we do not possess, we may, and no doubt should, at times, appear to be happy even though we may feel more like indulging in lamentations. To come to the breakfast or dinner table enumerating a list of real or imaginary grievances is a most ill-advised thing to do. We should endeavor to forget our troubles, and above all, we should be slow to give voice to them, so that thereby they won't be multiplied in the minds of others. Instead of displaying the flag of distress and surrender, the wiser method is to pull our courage and determination together and don the better armor. If through thick and through thin, you are eager to win, don't go shrouded in fear and in doubt, but with hope and with truth and the blue sky of youth, go through life with the sunny side out. Let it be determined between us, right here and now, that come what may, we shall each of us endeavor to keep a joyful heart and a pleasant face. As we love to see a happy expression on the faces of our parents, brothers, sisters, and friends, so must they enjoy seeing a pleasant look overspreading our own features. And with this good and kindly resolve in our minds, it will never be difficult for us to decide whether we shall give to the good world about us the gladness or the gloom that is embodied in a song or a sigh. If you were a bird and shut in a cage, what would be better to do? Would you grieve your throat with a sorry note and mourn the whole day through? Or would you swing and chirp and sing, though the world were warped with wrong, till you filled one place with the perfect grace and gladness of your song?
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.